Hello, everyone. Happy Monday to you. And this is the latest edition of the Scooter Diaries. And I am your host, the Laughing Buddha. Hello, good day, wherever you are. And thanks for tuning in. This is the latest edition of the Scooter Diaries. And I am recording this in between chores. I have Monday off. I am back in town from my little weekend away, and it was quite refreshing, very relaxing, and sorely needed. There may have been gin and a hot tub involved, but you know what happens at a convention stays at a convention, just like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So, I've been hearing from a couple of listeners out there, and I want to thank you very much for getting in touch with me and letting me know that you're listening. And there was a challenge by George in Atlanta, who got in touch with me via Audio Boo to say that he would like me to answer some questions, because I indeed was asking for questions in my last podcast. And so he wanted me to answer the 10 questions from inside the actor's studio. And, you know, I think that is a great idea. So that's what today's show is about. So question number one is, what is your favorite word? Well, I love a lot of words. Words for me are a way of expressing oneself, and you know, I love a lot of them, but I think one of my favorite ones is succulent. I just love the way that sounds and what it means. Let's just hear that again. Succulent. It's all that is good and wonderful in life, and I love that word. So, question number two. What is your least favorite word? And actually, I had to think about this for a while, because I don't think it's not easy to come up with words that I actually hate. I think words contain ideas. I'm going to answer this by saying fundamentalism, or really any ism for that matter, is you know, words that I hate, because you know, an ism of any stripe, you know, fundamentalism, carries with it a connotation of intolerance and something that you don't have, and it's hard to describe, because, you know, fundamentalism, especially when we talk about religious fundamentalism, you know, you have this belief, and you take this belief and you want to force it upon everyone else, and you want everyone else to live the kind of life that you're living, because you think you have the one true message. And I think that's dangerous, and I also think that's a reason why we have a lot of intolerance and no cooperation between our political, civic, religious, whatever. It's depressing. So that's my answer on that one. Question number three, what turns you on? I think what turns me on the most is, like a lot of others who are answering these questions, Brother Sinatus and Timmy Sims, I think a smile and eyes are the start of it. But I think one of the most important things that turns me on is intelligence, awareness, and a sense of humor. You can be the most beautiful man in the world, but if I can't relate to you on any more than one level, which is your beautiful penis or something like that, I don't have time for that. So that's what turns me on. So what turns you off? And I had to think about this one too. I think what really turns me off is cigarette smoking. Now, I do enjoy an occasional cigar, but that's different. I think cigarette smoking is just, it just totally turns me off. And one of the reasons for that is that I lost both my grandfather and my mother to lung disease. My grandfather died of emphysema and my mother from lung cancer. And I think anyone who I'm involved with, that's a deal breaker for me because I don't want to sit by and watch anyone else go through that disease. It's awful. So, question number five, what sound do you love? For me, hands down, it's the unbridled, joyous laughter of children. I really don't have a desire to have kids of my own, but when you hear the laughter of a child, especially like an infant or a toddler, it doesn't matter what mood I'm in, that one always gives me a great deal of joy. And what sound do you hate? Well, when you're driving in your car and someone has that stereo system that has the big thump, 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 that huge woofer, and literally everything shakes for blocks away. Yeah, that. Ooh, that I hate. Question number seven, what is your favorite curse word? That's an interesting one. My favorite curse word, I don't think there's a, it's a word. It's actually a phrase. It's Jesus H. Christ on a stick. I think that one has always been a favorite of mine. So question number eight is what profession other than yours would you like to attempt? And I would like to attempt to be a writer or an author. Writing is something that I've done in the past, but it would be kind of fun to kind of turn that into one's source of income, and it also gives me a great deal of pleasure when I'm doing it. So that's what I would like to attempt. And what profession would you not like to do? And I think even though it fascinates me, and I would like to know more about it, I don't think that I could actually do it. And that's a mortician. That is an interesting, bizarre sort of profession. And so I don't think I'd like to try that, but I'd like to know more about it. Let's see. And number 10, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? What I would like to hear is, excellent job, well done. Come on in. Your table is ready. Your table is ready. So those are the 10 questions that George in Atlanta wanted to know, and I hope you found them interesting. If you're a podcaster, I challenge you to do a little segment on those 10 questions. If you do a Google search for Inside the Actor's Studio 10 questions, you'll be able to find that list relatively easily. So I want to have a special thanks for a wonderful shout out that the Faye Driver from the Pink Wheelnuts podcast gave. He gave a really nice shout out. And if you're here because of him, welcome to my show. Thank you for listening. I think that's one of the most wonderful things about our community is that we help each other out. And in case you haven't seen it, Daniel Brewer's announcement about the Mivio refugees. He's looking for volunteers to help out with getting those folks who have been left high and dry by Mivio back up and running, and also to collect and archive their back catalog of shows. So we're looking for volunteers to do that. If you are inclined to do so, I encourage you to take a look on the Twitter feed on Pride 48. Look for Pride 48 on Twitter, and you'll see a link to Daniel Brewer's announcement and what we're going to need moving forward. So I encourage you to check that out. And if you do have the time to download some of the back catalog of those folks who have been affected, please do so. So I want to thank you very much for listening. If you have any comments, you can certainly contact me. The email address is thescooterdiaries@gmail.com. You can also leave a post on my blog, which is laughingbuddha.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the Saturday matinee program that I posted over the weekend. I have another episode coming up for you. I'm not sure about a regular podcast. My work schedule is going to get insanely busy later this week and all through next week. So I want to thank you for hanging with me. You'll have a Saturday matinee show certainly to look forward to, and hopefully another update from me. So thanks for listening, and until next time, do take care.